At the Ag Catalyst Conference taking place in Minneapolis, my first interview here is with Susan Beebe, who is our keynote first speaker this morning. And Susan, first tell us about what you do.
So I work at Tyson Foods in Corporate Affairs in the Public Relations Department, and my area of expertise there is social media. In particular, I help represent the company with news, information, stock, investor info, new products, as well as just tell our story and address hot topics that come up daily about food and the ag industry.
I'm looking forward to seeing what some of those might be from your presentation today. For the group that's gathered here, what are some of the key takeaways you'd like them to leave your presentation thinking about?
First of all, since I met last year, a whole host of things have happened in 1 year. Really fast, the velocity of food ag communications is growing quickly. The public distrust of big ag and big food is getting enormous, and the lack of proper information and misinformation really makes it more complex, right? So what I want to show the audience here today is the enormity of that problem and how we can address it together. More importantly, though, those messages that we send need to be tailored for today's audience. Short sound bites that are compelling, captivating, relevant, and timely, and also answer their questions. And at the same time, deliver on the promise of transparency and giving them the kinds of information they've not been used to getting from big brands in ag. Things like McDonald's has recently done a great job with transparency and videos showing how the food is made. They just launched a campaign, our food, your answers, type of thing. So they're doing more and more to come out. Tyson Foods is also doing similar things with antibiotics and other key position statements that we've made to articulate how we are carefully providing the customer quality food.
How about taking into consideration for this audience of people so removed from the farm today, what are the emotional triggers for them that we might want to think about, i.e. putting ourselves in their place? What is it what I want to know, but how do I want to hear about it? What's going to make me have an interest in that?
Well, a lot of the triggers right now are buzzwords and things that are freaking people out, like GMOs. In fact, I featured Jimmy Kimmel's video in my talk, What's a GMO? And it's just hilarious and sad all at the same time because people really don't know what a GMO is, and yet they're vehemently not going to eat it, but they cannot tell you what it is, which is really demonstrates a level of the problem that we have in America today and around the world, really. The general public doesn't understand what these buzzwords are, and yet they're have these preconceived notions because certain popular ag and food bloggers are freaking them out about all these chemicals. There's just an array of misinformation, and the triggers are coming from things like chemicals, GMOs, superbugs, and all these big scary items that are making people think that ag and food is not in their best interest. And so now they're distrusting, and they're reverting back to community times and almost trying to raise all their own food in their backyard. That's how much trust we've lost.
So what do you think about efforts like GMO Answers, a website that also runs some social media campaigns for it, or U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance with its food dialogues, for example?
These are the kinds of information and websites that are great because they provide the customer with information that's straightforward, unbiased, and clear, which is what we need. We need more clear, straightforward reporting that gives answers, that's not full of fear tactics and emotionally triggered communication that's just going to send people away, instead of giving them scientific dialogue and opportunity to learn and be educated and not freaked out. A lot of these bloggers are making a living freaking people out instead of educating, which is what I think ag has an opportunity to do. And that's what I want to challenge people today, is look at the opportunity we have to educate and inform and build that trust. We have a voice. We're going to be launching a hashtag. It's already kind of in use, but we're going to really pitch it, My Ag Story, at the FFA convention when our CEO, Donnie Smith, takes the stage as a keynote. We want the kids there, as well as the ag world combined, to use the hashtag My Ag Story, and I want you to use it today as well, and let us know, what is your story? Tell the world what it means to farm. Why is farming becoming an evil, bad thing? It's not. It's a respectable profession, and it's being trashed. It's being just tainted terribly, and I think we have to stand up, use our voice, and tell the world why it's a respectable profession, and we're not here to hurt you or your family. We're here to provide quality food, and here's a rationale around why we use antibiotics when a chicken or a pig or a cow is sick. There's reasons for it. Just like people are sick, you don't take it all the time. It's common sense stuff. But because of the level of emotional hysterics out there, people are running all over. They need to just lock in, and we need to provide that clear messaging and that transparency.
I've heard or been involved in discussions, and wonder your thoughts on this before we close, that in the ag sector, agribusiness, farmers, the whole food chain essentially, are we potentially overreacting because of social media, making it seem like so many consumers are up in arms about all this? Or is it because those maybe small percentage that are so vocal, has that ever come up in the thinking, like say with Tyson, and how you're deciding to create your own policies for this?
Absolutely. It's a great question. And sometimes it's a little hard to gauge that correctly. So you'll have, certain topics that seem to be more mainstream, and we've watched them evolve over time. And we use metrics at Tyson to measure social media and the level of conversation. So we're a data-driven company, and we definitely look at those kind of stats to inform. And many of these topics are becoming mainstream. They're no longer just cute little buzzwords for a small audience. That's the risk we're dealing with. They went from small to larger, and they're growing. And I think there's a risk to the industry that we need to recognize and listen to what the consumers are, in fact, saying, and provide them with the answers that they need, and provide them also with education and clarify and, correct the misinformation, which is so common, in every big industry. You're going to have the haters out there, but then we have to step up and not put it to the side and say, oh, this is just a small amount of people. Yes, it was a small amount of people, and guess what? It's growing because word of mouth takes off fast, especially with hot-button issues like chemicals and all these things that people freak out, like cancer and all these big buzzwords that are unknowns and unfounded, unproven. These are the kinds of things that we need to set the record straight on, and also, more importantly, rebuild that trust. Social media is a great way to do that. We can deliver messages that are short and meaningful and shareable. We want to do that. I want all the ag industry and food to come together, develop content that's really cool and shareable, and that, I think, will go a long way in getting the next generation on the right path.
Well, I mean, one of those key words right now is Ebola. I'm so sick of Ebola right now. I can't stand it,
It's everywhere.
But it's everywhere. It's dominating the headlines. And, I'm sure it's terrible, but, there are some other things that are maybe a little bigger concern right now, some might argue. So,
well, measles is actually more communicable than Ebola. So other diseases like AIDS, yes, while they were very scary originally, they've gotten contained. We've had wonderful developments in the medical community, and hopefully they can do the same. It is definitely scary because it's so much of a global problem, and there's always that risk. It could be an outbreak movie, We all freak about that. And, I think the thing to do is be level-headed and look to the scientific folks that actually have the right answers.
Thank you very much, Susan. We have been visiting here in Minneapolis and at the Ag Catalyst event. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.